Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Wednesday afternoon, let's do what we always do. Talk to Charlie Hurt, Washington Times nuclear option columnist. Today is entitled Obama's Audacity of Inaction. First of all, Charlie, you admit to having a copy of The Audacity of Hope?
Are you kidding, Andy? I mean, I'm telling you, I didn't read it at the time when it came out.
Yeah.
But if you go back to that thing and you read that book now, it is a guffaw on every page.
No kidding.
Mean, this guy was peddling such a line. And I honestly think, I don't think anybody read the thing, actually. It was a bestseller. You know, he's still getting paid huge royalties for people still going out and buying it. And I think they just put it on their coffee table. And they never open it, because if you opened it, it's kind of hard to look at the guy or listen to him now, because of everything that he said that he was going to do in this book, and all the things that he criticized past presidents for in the book, and it's all right there. And to look at it, you know, 6 years hence, or I guess it's, you know, whatever, 8 years hence, but 6 years after he got into the White House,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's beyond the last, I mean, it's an absolute riot. From page to page.
All right. So, look, he's a politician, made a few promises, didn't pay.
Oh, no, Andy. You're wrong there. He's not a politician. He's above the politician. He doesn't participate in the political process. He's not part of all the political bickering that goes back and forth and scorekeeping.
Yeah,
he's
you're
above
right.
all that. So yeah, let's get that straight at the outset here.
Yeah, you know, and you made me think of how many times he's gone out of town, you know, jumps on Air Force One, heads out of Washington, and then stands before a large crowd and bashes Washington. Because
he's post-partisan. He's the post-racial, post-partisan president, which, of course, means, well, I don't know. I mean, things are going great now. I mean, everybody's really getting along here in Washington these days. Now that he's been in the White House for 6 years, Republicans feel really respected by this guy. And we haven't seen any nasty, toxic partisan fights in the last 6 years. Thank goodness he's president now, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's run down the checklist, shall we? Income inequality. How's that working out?
That's the best. I mean, he talks to the entire book. He keeps talking about income inequality. We need to do something about this. We need to raise taxes and change policy and have an economy that works for the working stiff, he calls them. He's trying to be all, you know, mm-hmm. blue-collary. And, of course, you know, the AP this week announces that the U.S. CEO, American CEOs pay for the first time, the median pay for American CEOs for the first time has crossed the $10 million a year threshold. And meanwhile, when President Obama took office, I think CEOs were paid 181 times the people that work for them. Today, U.S. CEOs are paid 257 times what the people working for them
yeah.
make. I think I've got those numbers right. It's something like that.
Yeah.
But it's just like, wow, talk about closing the income inequality gap.
Yeah.
Good job there.
How about health care? He made some real promises there that haven't exactly panned out.
Oh, yeah, and nothing burns in his heart more than the plight of the poor when it comes to health care and their access to health care. And so what does he do? He gives us Obamacare. What happens? This week, the left-wing New York Times, the Fox News organ of newspapers, the New York Times, has this really fascinating story, I guess it was on Monday, about how charity hospitals are cutting services for poor, just turning them away, partly because they're trying to force poor people to sign up for these Obamacare exchanges that nobody can sign up for, but also because the federal government just simply has cut how much money they reimburse hospitals for treating the indigent. And so, you know, it's another example of really stop helping us. You've done enough. But you would never know it. Reading this book, the whole book is just pie in the sky. I'm going to fix all this. I'm going to make a law, and we're all going to just get along.
Yep. And there'll be no more U.S. troops abroad on aimless missions.
Yeah. And at one point, he went through he spent a good bit of time trashing all of the former presidents, which is kind of an odd thing to do. But anyway, he's trashing Jimmy Carter because he looks so daffy and naive and powerless. in the face of Russia invading Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow. do you know anything about that, President Obama?
You know, you mentioned Jimmy Carter made me think. Did you see the interview where he called President Obama incompetent?
Yeah, you know, when Jimmy Carter is calling you incompetent,
yeah.
Jimmy Carter is saying anything that and has credence to say it about you, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding. If only Barack Obama were president, all would be healed. That's what we heard. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just have no idea. The arc of history has not taught us yet how lucky we are.
Uh-huh. That's for sure. All right, folks, you have to read this. A lot of fun. Charlie Hurt's column, Obama's Audacity of Inaction. It's in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. Charlie, always good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya. It is 1250 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned. There's more to come.